Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, today my guest is Brian Holt. Brian is an Army veteran who has been expressing his artistic side after getting out of the Army. He's on a mission to support veterans and their mental health through art, which we're going to get to in just a minute. But before I give it all away, welcome to the show, Brian. And why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. I grew up in a small town in Galion, Ohio. In 2005, I joined the Army. I was in the infantry for about 9 and some change. I deployed 4 times. I deployed 3 times to Iraq, 1 time to Afghanistan. So basically right around the time that my son was born, my wife and I both decided, hey, you know, we'll switch roles. I kind of helped her out while she was in nursing school. Once she graduated, she kind of took over, the heavy roles. And so, she's supporting me while I'm in school right now at UTEP, which is the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm in the art department over there. I'm currently going to school to be an art educator. But beyond that, I am working in 2 different galleries. And basically my mission so far is, well, not just to be an art educator for kids, but I really am trying to get out there. And a lot of my art speaks to mental health. And I'm really trying to share that message with people. I'd really like to get something going here in El Paso. We have Fort Bliss here. Mm-hmm. I really like to work with veterans as well, because art's just, it's really helped me through a lot of difficult times. And I feel like, you know, that might be an option for folks who are, you know, struggling, whether they're in or whether they're out, you know. Right. A lot of times when we redeploy, you know, they have these 2-week long deals where they're trying to decompress. And I make jokes because I say, a lot of those events that they had us doing, there were these team building things, but they still were like high intensity, like paintball, you know, climbing right. mountains. You know, I just did that in Afghanistan, you know. I'm trying to forget about all that stuff. So I don't know. I'd really like to get something going here in El Paso, but obviously I kind of started making way with that, and but COVID hit and that kind of just shut everything down. So right now I'm just really sharing that message from these 2 galleries I'm in, which is great because the news radio stations have been coming out there and kind of slowly sharing my story. And I'm really hoping that, you know, maybe somebody on Bliss, you know, hears me and says, hey, we'd like to have you come on over, you know?
Yeah. That would be great because, you know, like you said, you know, the high intensity things, paintball and mountain climbing and all that kind of stuff is, you know, it might be good for certain people, but there's other people who might be looking for something else to decompress and unwind and, you know, adjust back to, you know, a more normal routine and not be, you know, that high intensity level, you know, type of thing. And artwork, I think, is a great way to do that. I've had several artists on the podcast before, and they all talk about, you know, how much benefit there is. And you know, honestly, after I talked to the first person, I was a little skeptical about, you know, the benefits of healing through artwork and everything. And I never really, like, you know, prior to, you know, being in elementary school and, you know, in art class or whatever, I never really was into art all that much. But I decided to give it a try myself. And, you know, I picked up a, you know, a sketchbook and I just started sketching it. And I found out that I was actually somewhat decent at it, like, yeah. You know, what the end result is. And I'm not, you know, going to have stuff in, you know, famous galleries or anything like that. You know, I'm not a professional by any stretch of the imagination, but what I found for me is that when I was doing the artwork, I found myself very focused on that. And it kind of blocked out all the other issues that were going on, all the other problems that I was having. And it actually made my mood that much better, you know, by not worrying about things and not focusing on the stresses and all this other stuff. I was just focusing on having fun and enjoying the drawing and the artwork that I was creating. And it actually did elevate my mood. So it was really amazing that it actually worked. And even though I was somewhat skeptical at first, it really did help. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing and what your vision is, you know, to help with veterans with their mental health through artwork.
Sure. So, well, currently I'm at a gallery here. What's called the Mission Trail here in Socorro. And basically it's a group of artists out there, but I've been speaking with all these other artists who are not veterans and they're all on board. You know, they said, hey, if we can get in touch with somebody from Fort Bliss, you know, we could bring some of these folks out here to this gallery space, you know, out back, and, you know, we could basically, you know, give them lessons. And I kind of feel like I could speak from experience. You know, I was in the infantry, but throughout my time in the Army, it's kind of funny. I ended up being with a bunch of different MOSs. You know, my 15-month tour in Iraq, I was with tankers, you know, and then, you know, and I, when I got here to Bliss, there was an MP company, 212th MP company, who needed people to go to Iraq with them. So I volunteered to do that. So I deployed with MPs. And then when I redeployed, they pushed me over to a Cav Scout unit. So I ended up being in a Cav Scout unit. And then after the Cav Scout unit, they're like, okay, now we no longer need you. They pushed me into an engineer battalion who had a anti-tank company. But basically, you know, I've seen all different MOSs. So I have that experience, and, you know, deploying, and I think I know, I have a pretty good idea, because I've struggled myself, throughout the years. I have a pretty good grasp on, like, what we go through, whether it's deployment, whether it's life, you know, at home, life after, being in the service and deploying. So I have a pretty good grasp on what folks are going through, but I also feel like, you know, now I'm on this art platform where I feel like, you know, I can stand in front of these people and say, hey, look, you know, I've been there. I've been in your shoes. And here's this thing that I found, you know, that's really working for me. You know, it commands my attention. You know, when you're doing any sort of artwork, whether it's working with clay or painting or drawing, it does command your attention, you know, because you're focused on one thing. You're thinking about what you're going to put into this work, you know, and, you know, by that, you're not thinking about all that outside stuff that's going on, you know, all this chaos that might be going on in the background. You know, it gives you a breather for a minute, you know?
Right.
I think it's, you know, I work out, I say that it's just as therapeutic as working out, you know, like, so yeah, that's really my goal. Is I'm really hoping that eventually we can get that going. It's just really difficult with COVID times right now. And, you know, just trying to link up with the people. I've been reaching out, and I kind of always just kind of run into these dead ends where, like, yeah, somebody had something going on Fort Bliss, but, you know, now they're gone. It's just finding out, you know, who the right connects are and who I can talk with. And I think eventually those things will happen, you know. Slowly but surely, great things are happening here. And, you know, I think it'll end up getting there, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, through outreach through the media, like you said, in the local news and the radio stations. Hopefully this podcast will raise awareness of what you're trying to do, and eventually, hopefully the right people can hear your message and hear that you're trying to make these connections and everything, and we can help you out with that and get you in touch with the right people. So if anyone is listening to this episode and knows who the right people are, feel free to reach out and we'll get you in touch with Brian, or reach out directly to Brian. We'll have all his information in the show notes and everything. You can reach out to him and we can make that connection happen. Let's turn it back to you for a second. So how did you discover that you had this artistic side? Was it something that you just started doing all along, or was it something that you started doing after getting out of the military? What was it that prompted you to kind of get in touch with this artistic side?
I've always been involved in art since I was a kid. Even before I joined the service, I was doing smaller shows, and right before I went to basic training, I went downtown to this little festival that was going on in Columbus, Ohio, and I basically sold all my paintings for dirt cheap, because I was like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to carry these with me. I was trying to lighten my load. Mm-hmm. But when I joined the Army, obviously there wasn't a lot of time for that. While I was deployed and whatnot, I would sketch and draw here and there, the random, hey, Holt, can you draw me my tattoo? Hey, can you design the company shirt or, the coin? Mm-hmm. So I did still do a little bit of work while I was in, but I tell people this short little story, and I won't romanticize it or anything, but basically there was a room inspection one day in Iraq, and I remember they were doing a room inspection, the door gets kicked in, and I remember I was just sketching in my sketchbook, and one of the higher ups had just took his chewing tobacco and threw it at my drawing and was like, hey, instead of drawing, you should be, cleaning your weapon, which my weapons were always clean. It didn't, but it was just that thing, where it was like, they don't get it and they don't understand it. So they, so they destroyed it. So I put it away, mm-hmm. And online I go by this thing where I call it the Ember Flow, which was this idea that it was a fake ideal that I had made up where, I'm going to put that away for now while I'm in the service. I took a long break from it. I didn't even know if those skills were going to be recoverable. But I'd always imagined that there was this small ember inside that maybe when I got out, I could reignite that. And that's what's really been happening here in El Paso. I got out of the service. I worked for a little bit before going back to school. I just told my wife, I said, hey, I really want to chase this down. I think I still have it. And when I started taking these first couple of courses, I remember my professor saying, hey man, you got it, you're on fire. And so right. I was like, so that's kind of where that came from. But yeah, I don't know. I keep on trying to push the limits. I think that's something that I did bring back with me from the service, always, trying to improve your position, right? Always trying to push your limits, be the best you can be. And, so that is something I feel like I carried over with me. I had went to Pittsburgh Art Institute when I was a kid, and I was just goofing off. I was 19 years old. I wasn't ready for school, but here I am. I'm sitting here with a 3.8 GPA at UTEP. I'm like, that's happening because I was in the service, So right. I think those are also the benefits that maybe come from the service too for people is, it does force you to grow up, and it does, teach you those skills, being on time and, the 15 minutes early deal. And, I don't know, those are definitely skills that I carried over from the military.
Right.
So answer your question. Yeah. I've always been involved in art, and I just chased it back down after I got out,
Yeah. I mean, that is unfortunate that situation occurred with you, with your, the higher ups with their tobacco and ruining the art. It's an unfortunate thing that happened, but, I think all of these things, lead you into a path that eventually is where you're meant to be. And it sounds like you're on that path right now, and you're going to be, doing the things that you're meant to be doing, and And like they said, that fire has been reignited, and that ember didn't actually die out in you. So that's a good thing. But the other thing that you were saying too is that, you know, step outside of your comfort zone and try new things and challenge yourself. I think that's something that a lot of times veterans have trouble with, because they just get so stuck in their ways of this is who I am and this is what I do. But they get out of the service and they lose that identity. You're no longer an infantryman or a military police or whatever it is. You're no longer that anymore, and you have to kind of reinvent yourself and discover something about yourself. So I think things like art, whether it's drawing or painting or even something more like musical or other types of art forms, helps you to express yourself and let a little piece of you out there, and maybe even discover something about yourself that can maybe even help you figure out who it is that you're supposed to be after losing that identity. So it's a good point that you made there.
Yeah, I was going to say too, by no means am I like, do I have it all figured out? Or no, I still, I was diagnosed with PTSD. I still suffer from anxiety and depression and whatnot, but I always clinged on to that, resiliency. You've got to figure a way to be resilient. If you have issues, don't focus so much on your issues. Try and focus on how you can get above that, And I've had moments where it's like, oh man, I'm down and I don't even feel like coming out of this hole. Mm-hmm. But I found a way. Yeah. Especially through art. I don't know what it is, but I've really found a way and I found that resiliency through that. And so, yeah, that's why I stay, maybe this might work for others, and it might not for other people too. I always imagine, getting out in front of, these soldiers. Look, I was a soldier. I know sometimes it can be pretty grimy. So you're always going to have that guy in the background or a gal in the background that's like, psh, art, like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about them. I'm more focused on who is interested in, in checking this out and maybe using this as a tool,
Yeah, for sure. And that is really what it is. It's a tool. It's another tool in your toolbox that you can use for the purpose of, improving your mental health or relieving stress or whatever the issue is that you're dealing with, it can possibly help you with that. And if you're not open to it, like you said, there's going to be always those people who are not open to it. Then it's not for them. That's fine. I'm sure there's something else out there for them. Maybe they're more inclined to be the paintball or mountain climbing type people that you were talking about before. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with any of those types of things. But some of those activities resonate more with some people than others. It's definitely good that we have a wide range of tools available to us and these alternative forms of therapy, if you want to call it that, can definitely be beneficial to people who don't really resonate maybe with the traditional forms of maybe talk therapy or things like that. Maybe it's not working out for them. Maybe some of these alternative type things can work out for them. So, it's definitely worth a try if that's something that you are maybe struggling with and you want to, give it a shot. I definitely say, artwork is one way to do it. And it's a fairly low barrier to entry. You can pick up any kind of notepad and a pencil and you can just start sketching. And it's not really that hard to start doing it. And we're not talking about like drawing perfect pictures. You just draw anything and even doodles or something. It's something that you're focusing on,
Yeah, it can even be fun. Sometimes me and my buddies, all my art friends, we get together and we start working on stuff, and sometimes a drawing looks really wonky or whatever. We just laugh. That's the cool thing about it too, is while you're working, you're talking, you're having conversations, you're sharing stories. It's communal, and so you still get that like wolf pack mentality. Like you're a part of something and you have your small group, like a platoon or, even a fire team.
Right.
I always enjoy that, just yeah, being around with people and talking about things, you know, even like with, I was telling you that a lot of my work deals with mental health. I'm able to bring about awareness too with folks who may not even talk about that stuff. And they don't even necessarily need to be veterans, you know, they might just, you know, be a civilian or whatnot. And, you know, I like opening up those conversations because, you know, a lot of times people may not talk. I'm losing friends like every year. I think, you know, we had delayed this conversation that we're having now because I had had a friend who, you know, had passed away from suicide, you know, and I just went to a funeral last year for my friend who passed away. And so I'm always like reaching out and saying, hey, you know, if you need to talk, I'm here, you know,
right.
Just swing through or, you know, give me a call or I really want people to resonate on that as well. Like call each other often, check on each other, you know, and those are the messages that I really try to share through my work too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really the reason why I started this podcast, was, you know, I just hear about so many people who have passed away because of suicide and, are struggling with other issues, whether it's homelessness or drug or alcohol abuse or, PTSD, depression, all these different things that they're struggling with. And, the last thing I want people to do is think that they're all alone in this, you know, that I must be the only one who's feeling this way or whatever. Because you're not. Like we, a lot of us have felt a lot of the same things that you're feeling and are going through. There's a whole community of people out there. And like you said, reach out and talk to people. You know, if you're struggling with something, pick up the phone and call a friend and, you know, meet up for a coffee or, you know, whatever, and get together, talk about it. You know, if you're into, you know, you're both into art or something, you can, like you said, you can get together a group of people and you could just sit around and chat or whatever while you're drawing or painting or whatever it is. It's a perfect way to get that camaraderie back that you might have lost by leaving the service. And I think that's something that a lot of people feel like they're missing out on, is that camaraderie too. So, so specifically for you, what turned you on to art as a form of therapy as opposed to, you know, any other, because I know you said you struggled with, you know, PTSD and the depression and things like that, but was it just something that you kind of fell into because you've always just been drawing and you just kind of noticed it was working for you? Or was that something that someone turned you on to specifically as a therapy option?
Well, actually, you know, when I started going, I started off at community college here, and I had met a couple of veterans there that were doing artwork. But when I got to UTEP, I had met a handful of really well-respected artists who were all veterans here. And we all kind of sat down and started talking. I said, man, this has really been working wonders for me. I don't know about you. And there were like five of us, you know. And I remember I locked down like a gallery space called the Glass Gallery at the university. And it was just supposed to be my solo show, but I don't want it to be about just me. I think there's a bigger message here. So I you know, I was able to get these other veteran artists, my friends, to get on board, and we did a veteran show, you know. And it's funny because, you know, in the art world, they're like, well, how is it cohesive? Like, how are all these works in here? Are they same? Are they fluid? And I'm like, well, they're fluid because we're all veterans, you know. Mm-hmm. We all had different works. We were all doing different things, but there was definitely a message that we were all sharing, you know, that artwork was doing something great for all of us, you know. And every, you know, all in all, I'm like, man, this is great that we get to share what, you know, that our story and what's going on, because I think a lot of folks don't see that, you know, or they also make assumptions too, like, oh, veterans are a certain way, you know, but right. when you're in that area, that room, you know, it takes all that away, and they're like, man, these people are normal, you know, like,
yeah,
and they have emotions too, you know. I think there's this thing, while, you know, while you're in the service, there's that stigma of like, you know, don't share your emotions, be stoic, you know,
suck it up and be a man.
Yeah, get the highest PT score, lift weights, yep. You know, and it's like, Don't show any weakness. And, you know, now that I'm out, it's like, I've learned to just really cast that to the side and not worry too much about that, and really approach like the things that you're not supposed to talk about. And I think that's what my friends and I were able to do in that space as well, you know? So I think that first show kind of really ignited that idea. We started talking like, hey, we need to get something going here, you know, in El Paso. Mm-hmm. For veterans, you know? And like I said, I think once this COVID thing settles down, if it ever settles down, even if it doesn't, you know, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, things kind of happen organically a lot of times. And I think it'll come when it needs to come, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll be in the right place at the right time when it's time for that. And exactly. Yeah. The community, the group of people, you know, getting together is, I think, an important aspect of it to help with the expression. You know, one of the other artists that I spoke to on this podcast said that when they were they're creating their artwork, sometimes it was just like, you know, an extension of themselves and their thoughts and things like that. And it's not anything that they necessarily would have opened up and talked about, but they were putting it into their artwork. And when they came back to the gallery where their art was being displayed, people would ask some questions about it. And then all of a sudden they opened up and they started talking about it, stuff that they never would have talked about before. And so it's a great way to express yourself and open up and heal through those conversations, you know? Yeah, no, so, what advice would you have for veterans out there who are struggling with PTSD or depression or, you know, any other issues that they might be dealing with? And maybe not even just veterans, but anyone who's struggling with these types of issues, and who might be considering taking up art as a form of therapy.
Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest with you, when I first got out, I was going to a counselor. I think that counselor like fell through, they had to move somewhere. So then I had to go to another counselor. And basically I ended up like having to rehash all my stories like four or five times. And it was super painful to just, you know, unveil all that stuff over and over and over.
Right.
But yeah, right now I'm not talking with a counselor or anything. You know, I feel like I've kind of been able to handle things on my own, in my own space. Yeah. And it's like you said, you know, these extensions of yourself, you know, putting it into your work. I think those things have been gratifying enough for me that I feel more positives than negatives, you know? But certainly counseling is a great tool, you know, mm-hmm. Definitely talking to somebody, surrounding yourself with really good people, I think is super important. You know, my wife is such a great supporter of everything I'm doing right now. So I have that great support system there. Surrounding yourself with great friends, you know, just trying to find ways to get over, you know, all the bad stuff. You know, I think a lot of times what I would do back in the day is I would focus on all the bad stuff, you know, and then I was finding myself in that depression and that hole. Medications, I think I was doing some medications at first and they really weren't for me. You know, I think medications might be for other people, but for me, I was like, yeah, this, I don't like it. You know, it makes me feel like I'm not even here, you know? So, but I definitely feel like some folks need that, you know? So I'm certainly not downing medication, right, counseling, but for me, you know, getting out in my garage and working out every once in a while, you know, or just going on a run or, you know, just being creative, and just keeping my mind busy. You know, I feel like I'm just like nonstop running around now, you know, it's just never ending. I'm always like, I have something going on, you know, as soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to go paint a mural right now. You know, like, I think that's a big part of it too, is keep your mind busy. Same thing for school. You know, I was not going to go back to school. I was like, man, I am not a smart person. I didn't have great grades in high school, but I was a young kid. And what I really found out when I went to college is, hey, all of that stuff that I learned in the military carried over. And now I work really hard for those grades, you know, and you respect it too, because, hey, that GI Bill, you earned it, you know?
Right.
You earned that GI Bill, so use it. And I, you know, stick to that really hard. I tell kids all the time at school, hey, you know, you're slacking off right now. And I just want you to know, like, man, I had to go do four tours just to get this. So you got to respect this process that's going on here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's really all the advice I really have, you know, for anybody. And if you're still in and you're thinking about getting out, don't be afraid to make that jump. Certainly try and have a plan. But even if that plan falls through, something else is going to happen. You just have to keep on, like, you know, trying to find a way to work through it. You know what I mean? And it's not always going to be like gold right off at the bat, you know.
Right.
I definitely have worked my way up to where, you know, I'm at now, you know. But when I first got out, I remember just being like terrified. You know, I had got out of the service. I was supposed to have a job with the railroad here in El Paso. And then I had done interviews and they said, you're a shoo-in. I said, that's great. And then a week later, they said, we just furloughed everybody, you know? So I ended up working for, you know, Frito-Lay, you know, for a year. And I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. I need to go chase that down and I need to use that GI Bill, you know? So that's my advice, really, is just keep on going after whatever you feel super passionate about. Whatever it is, you know, if you want to be a gym instructor, go do that. You know, if you're super passionate about working out all the time, that's probably a good fit for you, you know?
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, it's going to be a lot harder to get out of bed every morning and make your way, you know, into that job. It's going to end up being one of those jobs that you just hate. So, and that's, life's too short to, you know, hate what you do. You know, you spend a lot of time working, you know, I don't care what job you have. A lot of your life is spent while you're working and you might as well enjoy it while you're doing it. So if you can follow something that you're passionate about, more power to you. You know, obviously, you know, bills need to be paid. So, you know, there might be times when you have to take that crappy job that you don't really want because bills have to be paid, but, you know, work towards something. You, like you said, use your GI Bill and try to, you know, take classes, you know, at night or, you know, whenever you can to further your education and get into the career that you were meant for, really. And then, you know, life gets better when you are doing something that you're actually passionate about. So any other information that you wanted to let people know about kind of your mission and things that you are working on here before we wrap this up?
I don't know. I could talk all day.
Okay.
No, but I, you know, if you're still in the service, you know, I think you had mentioned in some of your questions online there, I saw one that was like, did you have any regrets? I think my biggest regret was, you know, that I didn't push myself harder while I was in the service, you know, going to more boards and this and that. And I think what happens is a lot of times you just, yeah, you fall into that hole. Always try and, like, yeah, just push those limits, you know. I probably feel like I could have done more, but I really got wrapped around these ideas, like, you know, those negative ideas in the Army. But now that I'm out, I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just now that I'm out, I look back on that and I say, man, I wish I would have done that differently. You know, I don't know, but whether it's, you know, pushing those PT scores or, you know, boards or whatever it is, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the military where people are like, you don't understand, man, like this stuff is getting out of control. And I'm like, I totally do, you know, but I think that was my major issue in the military was that, you know, I just got wrapped up in all the, you know, the politics and all that stuff. And, you know, the thing happened in the service, you know, it's like, I wish I would have just ignored that and stayed on my own path and try to continue to keep on pushing those limits. But, you know, I guess that's my only advice for past Brian, you know, is like,
right.
Yeah. And for anybody who might still be in or a younger kid, you know, is yeah, always push those limits while you're there, you know, and even after you get out, that's what you should be doing. Try to continuously improve that position, you know?
Yeah. Learning and improve yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always clung on to that, you know, always improve your position, you know, And if you keep on pushing that and you do it, you're going to find that good things happen, you know, mm-hmm. like I said, or organically, things, just great things happen when you start to try and do those things.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think that's great advice. Well, Brian, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on and speaking with you today. Where can people go to get in touch with you and find out more about your art and everything else that you have going on?
Sure. Currently, I'm on Instagram at emberflow_art. And so that's Instagram. Facebook, if you just look up Brian A. Holt, it'll pop up under there. I usually just share content and what's going on there. Also, I'm at Casa Ortiz, which you can look that up on either Facebook or Instagram. I share my artwork in both of those spaces. So yeah, that's really where I share my message at. And hopefully if anybody has any questions, or anybody, you know, is even like what we talked about before, if you're struggling or you like anything I stated, reach out to me. I'll talk to you, you know. Sure. I'll talk to anybody, you know. I talk to people all the time, you know, and I love that, you know, when somebody reaches out and says, hey man, you know, what you said or what I saw in your artwork, it speaks to me, you know, and I'm like, great, let's talk about that, you know, and hopefully, you know, I'm able to help some folks out and, you know, I don't know, maybe shed some light, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I'll have links to all of the profiles that you talked about in the show notes for this episode. So anyone who's listening to this, you want to check out some of Brian's art or get in touch with him, the links will be in the show notes there. You can get in touch with him there. Brian, thank you again. Really been a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.